So today we're going to finish the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
今天我们要结束巴格瓦吉塔的第二章。
In the last class, we were hearing Arjuna put a very important question to Krishna.
上一节课我们听到阿朱呢问了 Krishna 一个非常重要的问题。
That he wanted to know how to recognize a person in transcendental consciousness.
他想知道如何认出一个处在超然知觉中的人。
He wanted to know how does he speak, how does he sit, and how does he walk.
他想知道他如何说话，如何安坐，如何走路。
So, we heard some of the symptoms. First of all, the point was made that a person in transcendental consciousness will transcend the mind.
我们听到了一些征兆，其中的第一条就是一个处于超然知觉之中的人，他会超越心意。
He won't be influenced by all the different desires which come.
他不会受到来自于心意的各种各样欲望的打扰。
How does he speak? We were told to understand this in relation to how does a person react in different situations, sometimes when he's angry or in loving relationships.
至于他如何说话，我们是看这个人处在不同的情况之下有什么样的反应。比如说，有的时候他愤怒，有的时候又处在爱的关系之中。
And we heard that person in transcendental consciousness, his mind should remain steady in all of these different situations.
我们听到一个处在超然知觉之中的人，他在各种各样的情况之下都应该保持心意的稳定。
He doesn't rejoice. He's not elated. He doesn't become overjoyful in happiness.
他在快乐之中并不变得非常的欣喜若狂。
He accepts it as the grace of Krishna.
他接受这个是 Krishna 的恩慈。
That he can serve Krishna better.
他可以更好的去服务 Krishna.
And in distress, he accepts this also as the grace of Krishna.
而在痛苦之中，他也把这个接受是 Krishna 的恩慈。
For his purification and the suffering he's enduring is being minimized by the grace of Krishna.
他会理解为这个是为了让他自己得到净化，而且他的遭受的痛苦已经被 Krishna 减到了最低的程度。
We had the example of a person who was trying to control the senses.
接着我们看到了一个试图控制自己感官的人的例子。Krishna 解释说，对于一个出席的奉献者而言，要想控制感官、遏制感官是非常困难的。
They have to practice regulative principles.
他们要修习受到规范的原则。
They have to do things like rise early in the morning and take regular bath and recite different prayers.
他们要做类似于清晨早起，经常洗澡，并且要唱诵各种不同的祷文这样的事情。
Yeah, following a very strict discipline in their life.
要在他们的生活中追随很严格的纪律。
And this helps them to restrain their senses.
这个就可以帮助他们控制感官。
But Krishna said if one has got a higher taste, then it's easier for him to control his senses.
但 Krishna 说，如果一个人能够有更高的品位的话，那么他很容易便可以控制自己的感官。
Prabhupada gives an example how when people first come to Krishna consciousness, they struggle to wake up in the morning.
Prabhupada 举例说，当人们刚开始来到 Krishna 知觉之中的时候，他们就非常努力挣扎着要在早晨起床。
They're not accustomed to waking up early in the morning.
他们不习惯早晨很早就起床。
But after becoming devotees and after practicing Krishna consciousness, as they start to get a taste, they become more enthusiastic.
但在成为奉献服务一段时间之后，他们就开始变得对这些活动感到非常的有热情。
And they want to wake up early in the morning.
他们想早晨早早的起来。
Even without an alarm clock, they'll wake up.
即便没有闹钟的提醒，他们也会醒来的。
And they'll have.Great enthusiasm to chant. They'll chant more than 16 rounds a day.
他们会有一种唱诵的热情，一天会唱超诵，就是唱诵超过16圈。
Because they're taking more and more pleasure in the activities.
因为他们在这些活动之中得到越来越多的快乐。
Yeah, they've developed a taste for the spiritual activities.
他们对于灵性活动培养起了一种品味。
And the material activities don't have any attraction for them anymore.
物质的活动再也不能够吸引他们了。
So that is a sign that a person is advancing in Krishna consciousness.
这就是一个在 Krishna 知觉之中取得进步的人的标志。
Yeah, the devotee is not interested anymore in the mundane activities which he would do before becoming a devotee.
对于一个奉献者而言，他在成为奉献者之前所做的那些世俗的活动再也不能够让他感兴趣了。
Somebody was saying that what is there, somebody said, I was saying though that somebody is watching television, and the devotee said, what did they find in, what can they find interesting in the television?
我提到过有的人他喜欢看电视，奉献者就说了，他在电视里能找到什么有意思的东西呢？
There's nothing interesting to see there.
在那里没有什么让人感兴趣可看的东西。
See the same things every day.
只是每天都看到同样的事情。
So for a devotee,like that, you know, the pleasures of the material world are insignificant.
对于奉献者而言，这个物质世界的快乐是微不足道的。
So we'll be hearing more about this today.
今天我们将聆听更多有关这方面的讯息。
So we begin with text 60.
我们从第六十节开始。
Actually, texts 60 to 63 are describing about what happens if you're not finding pleasure in Krishna's service.
其实第六十节到六十三节讲的是，如果你对 Krishna 的服务不感兴趣的话，会发生什么样的事情？
Yato hi api kunteya purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramatini haranti prasabhamana。
而猪呢呀，感官非常顽强，容易冲动急躁，甚至一位竭力想控制感官的睿智的人，也会被感官掳走心思。
Prabhupada explains that if you're not taking pleasure in Krishna's service, then you cannot be serving Krishna spiritually. You must be serving material.
帕帕说，如果你在对 Krishna 的服务中得不到快乐的话，那就意味着你并没有在灵性上服务 Krishna， 你是在物质上在服务。
Yeah, if we're finding that, oh, this is, you know, this chanting is just a burden for me, and I don't, you know, I'm not getting any benefit from it.
如果我们感觉到唱诵对我而言是一个负担，我从中感觉不到任何的好处。
Then we must be looking for some material benefit from it.
那就意味着我们想从中得到一些物质的好处。
Or we're holding on to some very strong material attachment.
或者我们还紧紧抓住一些非常强大的物质依附不放。
In the purport, Prabhupada quotes the famous verse by a great devotee called Yamunacharya.
在要旨之中，帕帕引述了一位伟大的奉献者，名叫亚穆纳查尔亚，他的这个话。
This is a popular verse often memorized by the brahmacharis.
这是一个非常流行的诗节，经常受到 brahmachari 们的背诵。
Maybe Rajendra knows this verse.
可能 Rajendra 知道这个诗节。
All the brahmacharis and all the young boys in the Gurukula, they're all taught this verse.
在 Gurukula 的那些 brahmachari， 那些年轻的小男孩，他们都谈到这个诗节。
Yamunacharya, you can read the translation of that.
因为我的心已专注于侍奉主 Krishna 的莲花族，我享受着一种永无厌腻的超然喜乐，因此每当我想到与女人欢合，便会立即转离这个念头，并嗤之以鼻。
So Yamunacharya was a king as a young man. He was a king, enjoyed material opulence.
Yamunacharya 年轻的时候是一位国王，享受着非常大的富裕。
And as a king, certainly wasn't living like a brahmachari. He didn't live as a king. A king won't live like a brahmachari. He will associate with women.
作为一个国王，他肯定不会像一个 brahmachari 那样生活。他跟女人有联谊，有关系。
Enjoyed a lot of pleasure in material ways with these women.
他会以一种物质的方式跟这些女人一起享乐。
But then later on in his life.He went through a change and he became a very great devotee.
但在他生命的后半个阶段，他就经历了一个巨大的转变，成为一位伟大的奉献者。
Actually, Yamunacharya was the Acharya before Ramanujacharya.
其实 Yamunacharya 是在 Ramanujacharya 之前的一位 Acharya.
Ramanujacharya, he has. If you go to South India, you'll see in South India the Sri Vaishnava, the Vaishnavas of.The Lakshmi Sampradaya.
如果你去南印度，就可以看到那些 Sri Vaishnava， 就是 Lakshmi 幸运女神的那些奉献者，就是 Vaishnava.
So they had many very big temples, and the temples are still there.
他们有很多很大的神庙，那些神庙现在还仍然存在。
You can go and see the beautiful deity of Lord Ranganath.
你们可以去看看主 Ranganath 的美丽神像。
It's the biggest Vaishnava temple.
是一个很大的 Vaishnava 神庙。
So Ramanujacharya was a famous guru, but before Ramanujacharya, Yamunacharya was a guru.
Ramanujacharya 是一位非常有名的 guru, 但在 Ramanujacharya 之前当 guru 的是 Yamunacharya.
So Yamunacharya, he quoted this verse. He was saying that, you know, since I have tasted the pleasure of Krishna consciousness, the pleasure of serving Krishna, whenever I think about my past pleasure in the material world, then my lips curl with distaste and I spit.
亚穆纳查亚他在讲述这个诗节的时候就提到，现在我已经在 Krishna 知觉中体味到了超然的快乐，但每当我想到我过去体会到的那种物质的快乐的时候，我的嘴唇都会因为那种想法而卷曲，并且我会对此嗤之以鼻。
So this is the nature of Krishna consciousness. You know, if we're getting that pleasure, if we're experiencing the bliss of Krishna consciousness, and we regret, we lament our past activities in the material world.
这就是 Krishna 知觉的本性。当我们体验到 Krishna 知觉之中的超然快乐的时候，我们就会为我们以前在物质世界里享受过的那些快乐而感到悲哀，感到后悔。
So in the verse, Lord Krishna uses the word vipassitaha, which means full of discriminating knowledge.
这个世界之中 ，Krishna 用了这个词 vipassitaha。就是充满了各种各样的有分辨的知识。
It means simply somebody who's a very learned man.
意味着一个人是一个非常有学位、有学问的人。
So Krishna is using this word. He says that even one may be very learned, but still he has to struggle to control his senses.
所以 Krishna 在这里用这个词的目的是说明，即使是一个人非常的有学问，他仍然要苦苦挣扎地控制他的感官。
Because the senses are so strong, they can carry away even a learned person's mind.
因为感官非常的顽强，他甚至可以带走一位非常有学问的人的心意。
We were hearing yesterday about the senses. They were described to be like venomous serpents.
昨天我们听到感官就被比喻为是毒蛇一般的。
And the devotee has to be like the snake charmer.
而奉献者就要像耍蛇者一般。
In India, they often have people come with baskets of snakes.
在印度经常有人拿着一篮子一篓的蛇。
And the man has to, he can play his pipe and charm the snakes.
那个人可以吹笛子，然后就可以让这个把这个开始耍蛇。
Prabhupada told us one time, he said there were some medical doctors came from England to study to look at India.
Papa 跟我们讲过，有一次从英国来了一位医生，他到印度来考察。
And these people, they doubted the power of the mantras, that these mantras could really cure.
这种人呢，他很担心，就是他有点怀疑那些人唱 mantra 的力量，就是 mantra 能治好人的病。
So the one man, he had a lot of snakes, poison snakes, so he just let them go in the room.
那么有一个男人，他有很多的蛇，他就让这些蛇随便的在屋子里爬来爬去。
So that all these people from England, they saw the snakes, they were terrified. They were running, they were screaming.
这些从英国来的人，他们一看见蛇就特别的害怕，不停的在跑，在尖叫。
But the man who let them go, he had the mantra to control them.
但那个放蛇的人，他有能够控制蛇的 mantra.
And he just started to chant his mantra.
他开始唱。
All the snakes were completely tamed.
那么他就开始唱他的 mantra， 所有的蛇都得到了驯服。
Sometimes in Mayapur, devotees are bitten by snakes.
在 Mayapur， 有的时候奉献者被咬，被蛇给咬了。
There's some poisonous snakes there.
在那儿也有有毒的蛇。
You have to be very careful.
你应该非常小心。
So when somebody gets bitten, they will take him to the nearby village where some Muslims live, and there's some Muslim men there who know the mantras to cure the snake bites.
当有人被蛇咬的时候呢，大家会带着这个人到附近村子里有穆斯林居住的地方，那里头有一个穆斯林，他知道怎么唱这些 mantra。
I remember one time in India, I was traveling with one devotee, and the one devotee I was with, he got jaundice.
我还记得我在印度有一次跟奉献者一起旅行，其中我跟他待在一起的这个奉献者，他得了黄疸病。
So that we met some man, he said, "Don't worry, he said, I'll take you to someone, they will cure it for you."
我们遇见一个男的，然后这个男的说：“不要担心，我会带你们去见一个能够治好你的病的人。”
So he took her to this lady's house, and she said she simply took a glass of water, and she took a stick, and she put it in the water, and said some words, and she said, "Now you're okay."
这样呢，他们就被带到了一个女士的家，然后那个女士呢就拿来一杯水，拿一个小棍子在那个水里边搅和搅和，说了几个词，然后就说现在你没事了，你好了。
And he was, he recovered, he nothing happened after.
而且他的确是好了，在这之后也没发生什么事情。
Yeah, she cured it just by mantra.
他就通过 mantra 把他治好了。
So the idea is that mantra also can control our senses.
这个想法就是说 mantra 也可以控制我们的感官。
If we chant this Hare Krishna mantra, it's the most effective means to control our mind and senses.
那我们如果唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra, 这是控制我们心意和感官的最强有力的一个办法。
If we keep the senses engaged in Krishna consciousness, we can never be touched by Maya.
如果我们一直让感官从事于对 Krishna 的服务，就永远不会受到 Maya 的触碰。
We'll be hearing about this today.
今天我们就将听到这方面的东西。
Okay, we'll go on.
我们继续。
Another point in this verse first before we go on.
在我们继续之前，在这个世界里还有一个要点。
Prabhupada would often quote a saying by Chanakya Pandit.
帕帕经常的会引用 Chanakya Pandit 的话。
Chanakya Pandit says, a man should never be alone with either his mother, his sister, or his daughter.
Chanakya Pandit 说，一个男人永远不应该单独跟他的母亲、他的姊妹或者是他的女儿在一起。
Because the senses are so strong that a man, even a man with his, maybe with his mother or his sister or daughter, the senses are so strong that he can bebe overwhelmed by lust.
因为感官如此的强大，即使是一个男人单独的跟他的母亲或者姊妹或者是女儿在一起的话，他也可能会被色欲所征服。
That in the, even in the material world, that people will be careful not to be alone even with any woman.
在物质世界里也有这种理解，也就是人们会小心不要跟任何的女人单独在一起。
Other than their wife.
除了他们的妻子之外。
Okay, so we'll go on take 61.
我们继续学习第六十一世界。
Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asitamatpara vasehi yashandriyani tasya pragna pratishtita.
遏制感官，将其完全调伏，把意识专注于我，这样的人可谓有坚定的智慧。
Srila Prabhupada introduces this story of the example of Maharaj Ambarish.
Srila Prabhupada 向我们介绍了 Maharaj Ambarish 的榜样。
That Ambarish Maharaj was not as powerful a yogi as Durvasa Muni.
Ambarish Maharaj 并不像 Durvasa Muni 这样伟大的 yogi 那样有力量。
Ambarish was a king and he living in opulence.
Ambarish 是一位国王，他住在富裕的生活之中。
A married man.
一个结婚的人。
Durvasa Muni is a great yogi with many disciples, a sannyasi.
Durvasa Muni 是一位 yogi, 是有很多的门徒，而且是一个 sannyasi.
But Durvasa Muni was defeated by the qualities of Maharaj Ambarish.
但 Durvasa Muni 却被 Ambarish Maharaj 的品质所击败。
How did Maharaj Ambarish defeat him?
Ambarish Maharaj 如何击败了他呢？
Because he used all of his senses. He always engaged his senses in the service of Krishna.
因为他一直把他所有的感官都用于服务 Krishna.
Just like Krishna says in this verse, he uses the word matparaha in relationship with Krishna.
就像 Krishna 在这个世界中使用的这个词 matparaha, 这个词的意思就是跟 Krishna 有关。
So this verse can be divided into two parts.
这个世界可以被分成两部分。
First of all, it's saying one who restrains his senses, keeping them under full control.
那么第一部分就是说一个控制感官将其完全调伏的人。
This is the beginning of self-realization.
这是自我觉悟的开始。
You're still practicing. You're having to restrain. You have to force yourself to control the senses.
仍然是在休息之中，所以你要苦苦的挣扎，很努力的去试图控制住感官。
You have to control your mind. You have to force yourself to get up in the morning. You have to force yourself to chant.
你要强迫自己清晨早起，强迫自己去唱诵。
But then the second half of the verse explains the perfectional stage.
但在这个世界的第二部分之中就提到了完美的阶段。
When we fix our consciousness on Krishna,
当我们把所有的意识专注在 Krishna 身上的时候，
So that is a steady position.
这是一种非常稳定的地位。
So we should understand how the verses are also showing the superiority, the power of bhakti, devotional service over the process of knowledge or karma.
那么这个师姐也提到了 bhakti， 也就是奉献服务的程序，如何是超越 karma 或者是 jnana 其他的那些程序。
Yeah, just by being a devotee, by having that attachment for Krishna, then we can overcome all obstacles.
只是通过成为一个奉献者，通过我们对 Krishna 的依附，便可以克服所有的那些困难。
Prabhupada gives a nice analogy in the purport.
Prabhupada 在要旨之中给出了一个很好的比喻。
He says, as a blazing fire burns everything in a room.
他说，就像是熊熊大火把房间里的一切都燃成灰烬一样。
In the same way, Lord Vishnu burns up all the impurities within our heart.
同样道理，主维士努会烧尽我们心中所有的一切不洁。
Text 62 and 63.
第六十二、六十三节。
This is two verses which describe the fall of the living entity.
这是描述生物体的堕落的两个诗节。
Yeah, what happens if we don't control our senses and fix our consciousness on Krishna?
如果我们不控制自己的心意，不把我们的意识专注在 Krishna 身上，会发生什么样的事情？
We may have a little control over our senses, but we haven't fixed our consciousness on Krishna.
如果我们只是控制了一点我们的感官，却没有完全的把我们的意识知觉专注在 Krishna 身上。
So text 62 describes you start to think about something and you think about enjoying it.
第六十二节就提到，你开始想一个事情的时候，你接着就会想到怎么去享受它。
You start to think, this is mine.
你开始想，这是我的。
We don't think, oh, this is for Krishna, it's for Krishna's service.
我们不会想着这是给 Krishna 的，为 Krishna 服务的。
But we're thinking about enjoying.
但我们想的是享乐。
So, dayato vishayam pumsa sangaste shupajayate sangat sanjayate kama.Kama krodo bijayate.
心思感官对象就会产生依恋，有依恋乃生贪欲，有贪欲乃生嗔怒。
We look at something and we think about enjoying it. We become attached to it.
我们看一个东西，就开始想着怎么去享受它，然后我们就会依附它。
From that attachment, we awaken this enjoying mentality.
从这种依附之中，我们就唤醒了享乐的心态。
Which is in simple language, lust.
而用简单的语言来描述，这就是色欲。
Lust is a desire to enjoy anything other than in service of Krishna.
色欲就意味着不是把一切都作为对 Krishna 的服务而使用，而是说想的所有的一切都是为了自己的感官享乐。
And that lust deteriorates into anger.
而这个色欲又堕落成愤怒。
It is said anger is the younger brother of lust.
据说愤怒呢是色欲的弟弟。
Now, the next time we get angry, we should think about the cause of our anger.
下一次我们生气的时候，应该想一想引起我们愤怒的原因。
Maybe it's due to our frustrated lust.
可能是由于我们受到挫折的、受到挫败的色欲。
We should regret.
我们应该后悔。
So.Prabhupada talks in the purport about, he gives different examples. He speaks about how Lord Shiva was deep in meditation and he was approached by Parvati.
Prabhupada 在要旨中举这样的例子，主 Shiva 正在深深的冥想之中，他而 Parvati 去接近他。
And as a result, Kartikeya was born.
作为结果就生出了 Kartikeya.
But then he says, oh, Haridas Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna.And he was approached by a woman also, by Maya Devi.
但接着又提到了 Haridas Thakur, 他在唱诵 Maha Mantra, 他也有一个女人去找他，那就是 Maya Devi.
But Haridas Thakur was not seduced, he continued to chant.
Haridas Thakur 却没有受到诱惑，他继续唱诵。
He passed the test.
他通过了考验。
So this is another example showing how devotional service is better.You know, chanting the holy name is better than just simply sitting meditating.
这是另外一个例子，表明了唱诵 Hare Krishna 比仅仅是坐在那里冥想要好得多，奉献服务要比仅仅坐在那里冥想要好得多。
Similarly, also Vishwamitra was meditating, and he was seduced by Menaka.
同样的呢，Vishvamitra 他在冥想，他受到了 Minaka 的引诱。
Just sitting meditating without positive engagement, you can easily be brought into material life.
仅仅在那里打坐冥想，没有一些积极的活动，就会被带入物质生活的层面上。
Even if you have just a slight, a little desire for sense gratification from your spiritual practice.
即便你只有一丁点的感官享乐的愿望，那么也可能会从你的这个灵修的路途上堕落下来。
But if we're in Krishna consciousness, then we're in a much safer position.
但如果一个人处于 Krishna 知觉之中，那就是一个非更安全的位置。
Even you may have some desire.But if you're engaged in Krishna's service, you won't give up. You won't give in to these desires.
即便你有一些愿望，但如果你做奉献服务的话，你就不会向这些愿望让步。
So it's important. Every devotee, we have to always keep ourselves very active in Krishna's service.
所以对每一个奉献者而言，让我们一直都保持在 Krishna 知觉之中的活跃和忙碌是非常重要的一件事情。
Because as soon as we stop serving Krishna, immediately Maya is there.
因为我们一旦停止服务 Krishna 就会遇到 Maya
Just like as soon as you put the light out immediately the darkness is there
就像是你如果一关灯马上就有黑暗
Beijing's always dark, right?
北京总是黑黑的是吗
So keep ourselves in the light Krishna is like the sun
要一直让我们自己处于光明之中 Krishna 就像太阳一样
And Maya is the darkness
而 Maya 就是黑暗
Text 63. Krodha bhavati samoha samohat smiti vibrama smiti bramshat buddhi nasho buddhi nasat pranashyati
由嗔怒导致幻念幻念造成记忆迷乱记忆迷乱智慧乃失智慧一失乃重堕物质泥潭
So in this way one falls into the material pool again
这样一个人又再次落入物质的泥潭
Srila Prabhupada describes to us about the difference between the actual renunciation in Krishna consciousness and impersonal renunciation.
Papa 向我们解释了 Krishna 知觉之中的实际的弃绝以及非人格主义的弃绝。
He says, for the impersonalist, he says, they think it is Maya to eat good food.
那么非人格主义者认为，如果要是吃好东西，就是 Maya。
Sometimes if you show our cookery books, we have these beautiful cookery books. There's one devotee in Australia called Kurma, who he's been on television all over the world teaching vegetarian cooking.
我们有的时候给人们看我们的烹调的书。在澳大利亚有一个奉献者叫 Kurma， 他在全世界各地都上电视教人家怎么做素菜。
He did a very famous cookery program, and you know many serials showing people.Every week, teaching them how to cook different dishes.
他做一系列的节目，教给人们怎么做可口的菜肴。
So he became very famous. He has about 5 different big cookbooks.
他非常的有名气，而且他写了五本不同的烹调的书籍。
I think sometime we should try and bring him over to Beijing. It would be nice for him.
我想可能某个时候我们可以带他来北京，这样对他很好。
He's a very funny person. He's very big and very a little fat and jolly.
他是一个特别有意思的人，身材很魁梧，有点胖，而且特别高，总是很欢喜。
So his books are very colorful and they've got pictures of the most delicious food. You know, it looks so nice.
他的书里全是图片，有各种各样特别可口的菜肴，看起来简直好极了。
But the Buddhists see that and say, this is sense gratification.
可是佛教徒一看就说这是感官享乐。
No, this is Maya, eat like this.
这只有 Maya 才这么吃呢。
Well, so the impersonalists, like that, these people, they won't eat good food. They have to eat, you know, just some very simple, plain food, tasteless.
这些非人格主义者他们就不想吃那样的东西好吃的东西他们只吃一些没有味道的很朴素的东西
You know, even their soap and shampoo, no smell.
即便是他们的肥皂和香波都没有味道。
香波。And the food also is not, you eat the food, it all tastes and no taste.
你吃他们的吃的就根本没味儿。
So they say our books are just this cooking, this is all Maya.
他们说我们的书这些烹调都是 Maya.
But they don't understand. We're cooking for Krishna. We're offering everything for Krishna.
但他们不知道我们是为 Krishna 而烹调的，我们把一切都供奉给 Krishna.
It's not material.
不是物质的。
Yeah, and Krishna is giving us prasadam.
而 Krishna 给我们 prasadam.
But they don't get prasadam. They, you know, because they are themselves one with God.
可是他们得不到 prasadam， 因为他们自己就跟神在一起。
So they have to eat some
野菜。
野菜。因为他们就，所以他们得吃野菜。
So this is the difference between Krishna consciousness and the artificial renunciation.
这就是 Krishna 知觉和那种矫揉造作的气觉之间的区别。
Sometimes these people, sometimes I heard they were coming sometimes into.The temple in Vrindavan because they were giving food there and they were giving khichdi every day.
我听到有的时候人们就是去 Vrindavan 那边庙里就在派发 khichdi.
So the one devotee did a trick with them when these people came in. He gave them, you know, they were giving big cup of khichdi to everyone. So this person that came gave him a cup. He put a tiny little one or two grains in.
有一次奉献者就捉弄了他们一下，因为其他人来都是给一大碗一大碗的 khichdi， 这个人来的时候奉献者就在他的碗里放了一两粒。
So I said, you know, he was complaining. Said, look, you gave all these people, so why you only give me so little?
他就抱怨说啊，你给别人都这么多，你怎么就给我这么少啊？
And the devotee said, but it's all one.
奉献者就说都是一。
Yeah, it's all one. You're teaching it's all one.
你们不是都教导说所有的一切都是一吗？
A cup full and one grain of rice, it's all the same.
那一满碗跟这个里头有一粒米的这个都是一样的。
This is your teaching.
这就是你们的教导。
Why you complain?
你为什么抱怨？
Another time, it was really cold and they were staying up in it was Vrindavan, very cold in the winter and.They were giving blankets to people.
在 Vrindavan 冬天特别冷，然后呢，大家就在给人家派毯子。
So some Mayavadi sannyasi came and wanted a blanket.
有一个 Mayavadi sannyasi 来想要一床毯子。
So the devotee gave him one thread of cotton.
奉献者就给了他一根棉线。
He said, "What am I supposed to do with this?"
他说：“你让我拿这干嘛用啊？”
He said, "No, it will keep you warm."
不啊，为了让你保暖的。
It's all one.
全都是一。
So this is the difference, you see.
这就是区别，你们可以看。
Their philosophy is so stupid, you cannot practice it.
他们的哲学特别的愚蠢，你简直不能修习。
But Krishna consciousness is practical philosophy.
而 Krishna 知觉是实际的哲学。
We can speak the philosophy, we can apply it in our life also.
我们可以谈论我们的哲学，而且也可以把它应用在我们的生活之中。
So they speak about renunciation, but they're not able to renounce.
他们提到弃绝，但他们其实弃绝不了。
But we use everything for Krishna.
可我们把一切都用于 Krishna.
So this is the difference between false renunciation, falgu vairagya, and actual renunciation, yukta vairagya.
所以这就是虚假的弃绝，
Falgu
Vairagya, Falgu, I forgot.
Yukta.
Oh, you, yeah, 这个是，这是假的气绝和真的气绝，也就是 Falgu Vairagya 和 Yukta Vairagya 之间的区别。
Vairagi means renounce.
Vairagi 就是一个气绝者。
Okay, 64. Raga Dvesha Vamuktestu Vishayan Indriyaischaram Atma Vashyer Vidayatma Prasadam Adigachati.
六十四节，一个人如果能够摆脱一切执着和厌憎，遵守对自由的规范限制，控制感官，就能够获得主的彻底的恩宠。
So text 64, at this verse begins to answer the last question, which Arjuna asked about how does the person in transcendental consciousness, how does he walk?
六十四十节就开始回答阿朱呢提出的最后一个问题，那便是一个处于超然知觉之中的人，他怎样行走
？And the meaning is, you know, we don't just want to know how he walks, but we want to know how he uses his senses when he's engaged in transcendental consciousness.
这个意思不是说他是怎么走路的，而是说他如何在处于超然知觉之中的时候运用他的感官。
Prabhupada explains here, he talks about a devotee controls his senses through regulated principles of freedom.
爸爸在这里提到一个奉献者呢，他遵守对自由的规范限制就可以控制感官。
So regulated principles, they're actually by practicing some discipline in our senses, it brings us real freedom from the senses.
规范限制就意味着做一些限制我们感官的事情，可是这个可以给我们的感官带来自由，就这种纪律可以给我们带来自由。
In the material world, people speak about free, but they're simply controlled by their senses.
在物质世界里，人们谈到自由，但其实却受到感官的控制。
Yeah, the uncontrolled senses lead them to so many sinful activities.
不受控制的感官使他们，就是导致他们做各种各样罪恶的活动。
They're thinking this is, oh, I'm free, I can smoke and drink and eat whatever I want. This is real freedom.
他们想着我是自由的，我可以抽烟喝酒，无论想吃什么就吃什么，这是真正的自由。
They don't realize this is, they're just simply the slave of their senses.
他们并没有意识到自己成了感官的奴隶。
So a devotee understands this and he practices some discipline of his senses.
奉献者明白这一点，所以就给感官加上一些纪律。
And this way he gets to he comes to understand what is real freedom.
这样他才理解到什么是真正的自由。
We give the example is well known about the senses being like wild horses.
那么我们举过例子，说这个感官不受控制，感官就像是野马一样。
And the mind is like the reins, and the driver is intelligence.
而心意呢，就是缰绳。那个驾驶马车的就是智性。
So we have to use the intelligence to get control over the mind and senses.
我们应该运用自己的智性控制心意和感官。
A devotee may also act on the sensual platform.
一个奉献者可能也在感官的层面上行事。
But he's not attached to sensual pleasure.
可是他却不依附感官的快乐。
Just like we were speaking aboutmaterial opulence and sense gratification being a disturbance to devotional service.
就像我们提到过，物质的富裕和感官享乐是奉献服务的一大障碍。
But that's only a disturbance. Material opulence and sense gratification disturb our devotional service if we're attached to these things.
如果我们要是依附这些东西的话，物质富裕和感官享乐就会对我们的奉献服务造成障碍。
But if we're not attached to these things, we may be in opulence and we may not. But it doesn't make any difference to our service.
但如果我们不依附这些东西，那么无论我们是不是有物质的富裕或者感官快乐的话，我们都不会受到打扰。
Yeah. Devotional service does not depend on any material circumstance.
奉献服务并不会受到任何物质环境的打扰。
You shouldn't think, well, I can serve Krishna here today, but I can't serve Krishna tomorrow.
不能说我今天可以服务 Krishna， 但是明天我就不能服务 Krishna 了。
Tomorrow I have other things to do.
明天我有其他的事情要做。
I'm going to another house. I won't be able to serve Krishna there.
我要去另外一个人的家，在那儿我不能服务 Krishna。
Devotional service can be done anywhere, any place.
不，奉献服务可以在任何地点，可以在任何的地方做。
And a devotee will not find that he will find the means to go on with his service no matter what happens.
无论发生什么样的情况，奉献者都会找到办法继续他的服务。
But if we just try to repress, if we just try to use force to control our senses, that won't last for very long.
但如果我们试图仅仅是抑制或者是说强迫的来控制我们的感官的话，那么不会持续多久的。
We have to develop some real taste for Krishna's service.
我们应该发展出对 Krishna 服务的真正的品味来。
And text 65. Prasade sarva dukkanam anirashyo pajayate prasanna chaitaso hiyasu buddhi pariyavatishtate.
65节，在 Krishna 知觉中如此满足，心乐慧定，再无物质生命的三重苦难。
So yogis andPeople like that, they have to use force to control the senses.
Yogi 们以及像他们那样的人不得不强迫的来控制自己的感官。
So somebody may think, I'll become a yogi.
有的人可能想，我要成为一个 yogi.
I'm going to go to the Himalayas.
我要去喜马拉雅山。
I'll live in a cave there.
我要在那儿住在一个山洞里。
I won't look at any women.
我不会看任何的女人。
I'll close my eyes.
我闭上我的眼睛。
But how long will you do it?
可是你能做多久呢？
That's using force.
那是在用强迫的方法。
So, Prabhupada explains, say, you don't have to go to the Himalayas.
所以帕帕解释说，你不必去喜马拉雅山。
You can stay here in Beijing.
你可以待在这里，在北京。
You can see Krishna here.
你可以在这里看到 Krishna.
And you can eat Krishna prasadam.
你可以吃 Krishna prasadam.
And you can read the Bhagavad Gita.
可以读 Bhagavad Gita.
And in this way, you'll be free.
这样你就会得到自由。
You'll be better than any man in the Himalayas.
你会比任何在喜马拉雅山的人都更好。
This is the power of devotional service.
这就是奉献服务的力量。
We don't have to try and use some artificial means to control the mind and senses.
我们不用试图用一些人为的方法去控制我们的心意和感官。
You don't have to change your position. You don't have to think, oh, I should renounce, I should get a divorce, I should become a sannyasi.
你不用改变你自己的地位，不应该想着我应该弃绝，我应该离婚，我应该成为sannyasi.
Stay in your position.
保持在你的地位上。
But be Krishna conscious.
但具有 Krishna 知觉。
Yeah, we hear and chant about Krishna, associate with the devotees.
我们聆听唱诵 Krishna, 我们跟奉献者一起联谊。
So this is Krishna explaining how a man in Krishna conscious, transcendental consciousness will act, will walk.
Krishna 就解释一个处在超然知觉之中的人，他如何行事，如何走路。
Prabhupada says, 65, for one who is satisfied in Krishna consciousness.
帕帕在六十五节提到了一个在 Krishna 知觉之中满足的人。
Then there's no material existence.
那就不再有物质存在了。
Yeah. Devotee is not living in the material world.
奉献者不生活在物质世界里。
Devotee is in the spiritual world.
奉献者在灵性世界里。
It will be discussed also later. Devotee was asking Prabhupada. He said, is it better to go back to Godhead or is it better to preach?
这一点在我们课的后半部分会将得到讨论。那么有一次奉献者问帕帕说，到底是回归守神更好，还是说留在这里传教更好？
Prabhupada said, the one who is preaching, who is trying to distribute Krishna consciousness, he is back to Godhead.
帕帕说，一个传教的人，一个传播 Krishna 知觉的人，他已经回归守神了。
Because his mind is absorbed in Krishna, his senses are absorbed in Krishna, his words are for Krishna.
因为他的心意全神贯注在 Krishna 身上，他的感官他也全都专注在 Krishna 身上，而且他的言语也谈的全是 Krishna.
He said that is liberation.
那就是解脱。
Body, mind, and words all in the service of Krishna.
躯体、心意、言语全都是出于对 Krishna 的服务之中。
There's no difference for between going back to Godhead and preaching Krishna consciousness.
所以回归守神跟传教 Krishna 知觉之间没有区别。
So this is why Prabhupada always pushed the devotees so much. He pushed us so much to go and preach.
这是为什么帕帕总是这么强烈的敦促奉献者，总是敦促奉献者们出去传教。
You know, he would send us all over the world.
他会把我们派到全世界各地去。
He would be sending us to open centers.
他派我们去开中心。
Yeah, you have to go in open centers, all of you.
你们要去，你们所有的人都要去开办中心。
Yeah, you have to go and preach Krishna consciousness.
你们要出去传播 Krishna 知觉。
Who will take care of me?
那谁照顾我呢？
Krishna will.
Krishna 会照顾的。
Yeah, you have to have faith in Krishna.
是啊，你应该对 Krishna 有信心。
He's maintaining everyone.
他在维系每一个人。
The elephant has to eat so many kilos every day.
大象每天要吃好多公斤的食物。
They're getting their food by the grace of Krishna.
通过 Krishna 的恩赐，他们得到他们的食物。
And the little insects are eating their grains.
而小昆虫也吃他们的那份五谷。
Krishna will maintain his devotees.
Krishna 会维系他的奉献者的。
You have to have faith.
要有信心。
And the more you try to serve, the more you take on service, take risk for Krishna, the more Krishna appreciates.
你越努力为 Krishna 服务，越为 Krishna 冒险 ，Krishna 就越对你满意。66.
66. Nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantir ashantasya kutasukam.
一个人如果不在 Krishna 知觉中与至尊相连，就不会有超然的智慧和稳定的心意。心意不稳，怎能平静？没有平静，何谈幸福？
So this verse is telling us what happens when we're not connected with Krishna.
这个世界再次告诉我们，当我们不跟 Krishna 联系在一起的时候，会发生什么样的情况？
We're not thinking of Krishna, then what are we thinking of?
如果我们不想着 Krishna, 我们会想着什么呢？
We have to be thinking about material enjoyment, sense gratification.
我们就会想着跟物质的享乐有关的，也就是说感官满足有关的事物。
We become controlled by the senses and the mind.
我们就会受到感官和心意的控制。
We cannot be peaceful in such a condition.
在这种情况下，我们不可能平和。
As Krishna says, we'll never be happy if we're not peaceful.
正如 Krishna 说的，如果要是不平和的话，永远也不会快乐。
Everyone wants to be happy.
每一个人都想快乐。
Anybody doesn't want to be happy?
难道有人想不快乐吗？
We're all trying. Everyone wants to be happy.
每一个人都想快乐。
We tell him, okay.You want to be happy, you have to control your senses.
我们就告诉人们，好的，如果你想快乐的话，你就要控制感官。
No.
不。
You don't want that.
你不想要那。
We just want happiness, the easy way.
我们就想要快乐，容易的那种方法。
Okay, this is the easy way.
好吧，这是容易的方法。
Four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds.
四项规范原则，唱诵16圈。
No.
不。
Then you cannot be happy.
那你就得不到快乐了。
We're trying to give the very simple, very powerful formula.
We're trying to give them a very simple, very powerful formula. We're trying to give them
a very simple, very powerful formula. We're trying to give them a very simple, very powerful formula. We're
trying to give them a very simple, very powerful formula. We're trying to give them a very simple, very powerful
formula. But you say, no, I just want to get cured. I don't want the medicine. Just cure my disease. Don't give me any of these medicines. Just cure my disease.
You say, no, I don't want to get cured. I don't want the medicine. Just cure my disease.
We don't have so many mantras to cure all these diseases.
我们可没有那么多的 mantra 来治愈这么多的疾病。
But we do have this one mantra, this Hare Krishna mantra. If they will chant, it can cure their disease.
但我们有这么一个 mantra, 就是 Hare Krishna mantra. 如果他们唱诵的话，就可以治愈他们的疾病。
But who's willing to take that?
可谁愿意接受呢？
Yeah, we want happiness, but we don't want to pay the price of happiness.
我们都想要快乐，但却不肯付出快乐的代价。
67. Indriyani hi charatam yanmano nuvediyate tadashya hariti pragnam vayurnavam ivambasi.
如强风卷走水上的船只，心意即使集中在一个飘荡不定的感官上，人的智慧也会被这感官掠走。
So even one of the senses, if they're not engaged, can carry us away.
即便一个没有从事于服务的感官也可以把我们拖走。
Prabhupada gives different examples about different creatures.
帕帕举出不同生物的不同的例子。
The elephant just smelt the body of the female elephant.
那公象如果只是闻到了母象的躯体的气味。
And he smelt the female elephant. He came running to find this female elephant.
当他闻到母象的味道的时候，他就一路跑着想去找这只母象。
And they built a big hole, and the elephant fell right in the big hole.
别人挖了一个大坑，这个大象就掉到这坑里了。
And that's how they capture elephants.
这样就是他们怎么把这个大象给抓住。
They just keep a female elephant there, and then the male elephant will come.
他们就是在那儿放一头母象，这公象就会来的。
But they're ready to catch it.
可是人们已经做好准备抓住他们了。
So the elephant got trapped by the sense of smell.
所以大象就由于他们的这种味觉而受到陷阱的。
And how do people catch fish? They put some bait on the end of a hook, and the fish comes along.
而人们怎么抓鱼呢？他们用一个鱼钩上面放一点诱饵，这样鱼就来了。
And the fish is thinking, this looks like a nice tasty worm for me.
那么鱼就在想，它看起来这个非常像特别好吃的虫子。
And gets caught on the hook.
他们就被钩子给勾住了。
And they catch deer. When they go to hunt deer, they'll have somebody play a flute. And the sound of the flute, when the deer hears the flute, they'll become stunned by the sound of the flute.
当他们去猎鹿的时候，他们就找个人吹笛子，因为当鹿听到笛声的时候，他们就会目瞪口呆。
So the deer just hears that sound, and he becomes stunned. He can't move, and then they shoot the deer.
这个鹿就听着这个笛声，他们就变得目瞪口呆，不能动了。这时候呢，人们就会射出他们的这个枪或者是箭。
And there's a type of fly. Wherever there's a big fire, a bright fire, the fly will come. It will be attracted by the light. It will fly right in.
那么还有苍蝇或者一种飞蛾，每当有明艳的火光的时候，他们就会到这个火里边去。
So just one sense was used to capture all these different creatures.
仅仅是一种感官，如果被用上了的话，就会把这些生物都给抓住。
And here we are in this human body. We have 5 senses.
而我们在这个人类的躯体之中有五种感官。
Just like you have 5 husbands.
就像是你有五个丈夫一样。
Could you imagine what it must
be like? 你能想象吗？
You know what it is to have one husband? Could you imagine 5 husbands?
你们已经知道有一个丈夫意味着什么了，所以你能够想象一下有五个丈夫意味着什么吗？
And they're all saying, "Where's my supper? Where's my laundry? Do this, do that."
他们都会跟你嚷嚷着说，我的晚餐在哪儿？我的洗的那个衣服在哪儿？做这个，做那个。
Or a man may have 5 wives.
或者是一个有五个妻子的男人。
And the wife saying, "Take me here, buy me this."
妻子说，带我去这儿，你给我买这个。
So we have 5 senses. Every one of us, we have these 5 senses pulling us, dragging us.
我们每一个人都有五个感官，不停地拉着我们，拖着我们。
Very dangerous, terrible situation.
非常危险的，恐怖的处境。
We have to, just like we said, like poison snakes.
我们说过了，就像毒蛇一样。
But sometimes when they catch the snake, they will cut out the poison.
有的时候他们抓住蛇，他们会把这个毒给取下来。
Sometimes the man would come in Mayapur, and he's got a basket of snake. He will let one snake out, and all the people will be afraid. But he's cut the fang out. There's no poison in it anymore.
那么，有时候人们去马雅普，他带一篓子的蛇，然后他放一条蛇出来，大家都很害怕。但其实呢，他已经把这个毒蛇的毒牙拔掉了，他就不再具有毒性了。
If the poison is cut out from the snake, then the snake is harmless.
如果这个毒被从蛇身上取下来之后，那么这个蛇就不再有危害了。
So as devotees, we also have to cut out the poison.
作为奉献者，我们也应该把这个毒都给弄下来。
Our senses are like these poisonous snakes.
我们的感官就像是毒蛇一样。
But we take out the poison by using our senses fully in Krishna's service.
我们去除这个毒的办法就是用我们所有的感官都从事于对 Krishna 的服务。
Keep all the senses active in the service of Krishna.
让所有的感官都非常活跃地处于对 Krishna 的服务之中。
We chant, use the sense of touch to hold the beads.
我们唱诵的时候用触觉的这个感官来抓住这个珠子。
See the form of the deity.
看神像的形体。
Smell the flowers and incense.
闻着花的香气，还有香的香气。
Keep all the senses engaged in Krishna consciousness.
使所有的感官都处于对 Krishna 的服务之中。
And then we can't be carried away.
这样我们就不会再被拐跑了。
But just one sense is enough. A little inattention and we can be carried away.
仅仅一个感官也足够了，仅仅是有一小点不专注，我们都会被卷走。
68.
第68节。
Tasmat yasya mahabaho nigrihita ni sarvashaha indriyan indriyartebhyas tasya pragna pratishtita.
因此臂力强大的人啊，能约束感官，不使其追求感官对象的人必有定慧。
Prabhupada gives a nice example in the book.
帕帕在要旨之中举了一个很好的例子。
He says, just like enemies are controlled by powerful forces.
他说就像是敌人受到强大军队的控制。
In the same way our senses we keep ourselves we keep our senses controlled by keeping them engaged in the service of Krishna.
所以呢，要控制住我们的感官，也是要通过让我们的感官一直保持在对 Krishna 的服务之中，才可以做到。
So this is the practice of spiritual life.
这就是灵性生活的修习。
We were saying yesterday how, in spiritual life, we become more active.
我们昨天提到，在灵性生活之中，我们如何能够变得更加活跃。
In the material world, we'll always try and avoid service.
在物质世界里，我们总是在试图避免服务。
We'll try and do as little as we can.
我们尽可能少的去做。
You know, you get a job, you want to do as little as possible.
如果你得到一份工作的话，你就是想干得越少越好。
But in Krishna consciousness, one wants to become more active.
可是在 Krishna 知觉之中，一个人想变得更活跃。
Prabhupada said that.You work 8 hours a day and you feel tired, but a devotee can work 24 hours a day.
帕帕说你一天工作8小时感觉到疲惫不堪，可是一个奉献者可以一天24小时工作。
So Krishna consciousness is not to encourage people to be lazy and idle.
Krishna 知觉并不鼓励人们变得懒惰无所事事。
But we become more active in Krishna consciousness.
而是说我们在 Krishna 知觉中变得更为活跃
And this protects us from the material energy
这就保护我们免于物质能量的打扰
69
节
Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagati samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pasyato mune
众生的黑夜正是自律者清醒的时刻众生醒来的时候便是内省圣者的黑夜、
So there's a big there's two types of intelligence. One is intelligent for the material sense enjoyment, and one is intelligent for the service of Krishna.
因此有两种不同的智慧，一种是为了物质的感官满足，另外一种呢是为了 Krishna 的服务。
We see the difference in the lifestyles.
我们是在生活方式上可以看到区别的。
You know the activities which we're doing.To a materialistic person, they think we're crazy.
我们做的活动对一个物质主义者而言是疯狂的。
You're crazy. You don't do this. You don't do that.
你们都疯了，你们不做这个，也不做那个。
What are you doing with your life?
那你生活中你还做点什么呀
？But then we also think they're crazy.
可我们认为他们也疯了。
Prabhupada wrote this famous article. Who is crazy?
帕帕写下了这篇著名的文章。谁疯了？
No, people always used to. They always thought we were crazy.
人们常常认为我们疯了。
We would go out in the streets. You know, we had shaved heads. You know, 30 years ago, we with shaved heads, wearing robes, and singing and dancing. You know, and people thought you guys must be crazy.
我们上街去的时候都剃着头。你们可以想想，那是30年之前，我们剃着头，穿着袍子，在大街上又唱又跳的。人们都说，哎呀，这些家伙们肯定都疯了。
What drugs are you taking?
他们吃了什么毒品了
？We're taking the drug of Krishna consciousness, the Maha Mantra.
我们吃的是 Krishna 知觉 Maha Mantra 的毒品。
You know, they thought we were crazy, but we also thought they were crazy. We thought the life of the material world is just horrible.
他们认为我们疯了，我们认为他们疯了，我们认为物质世界的生活简直是太恐怖了。
We don't want to live a life like what they were living.
我们不想像他们那样过他们那样的生活。
No, work all day like an ass.
整天像驴一样的工作。
To eat some fried chicken.
吃一些炸鸡。
So yeah, there's a big difference in the lifestyles.
所以在生活方式上有很大的不同。
Our day is night for the materialists.
我们的白天对于物质主义者而言就是黑夜。
You can see that very clearly in Hong Kong.
在香港你可以很清楚地看到这一点
When we go to the Mongol RT in the morning
我们早晨参加 Mongol RT 的时候
We're getting up, people are going home
我们都起床了人们刚回家
Yeah, all the bars are closing, the nightclubs are closing, people are going home
所有的酒吧所有的夜总会全都刚关门他们开始回家
Their day's over, our day's just beginning
他们的一天结束了我们的这一天才开始
Different life.
所以不同的生活。
We're going to sleep. We're going home at night. They're nice just beginning. Their time's just beginning.
那么我们到了晚上该睡觉了。可是他们呢？对于他们而言，这晚上才刚开始。
The casinos are just opening.
赌场刚开始，刚开张。
The bars are just starting.
酒吧也刚开门。
And we're going home.
我们都要回家睡觉了。
Okay, text 70.
第七十节。
Apuryamana machala pratishtam samudram apa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakama kami。
不为欲望滔滔不尽之流所扰，就像海洋那百川之水依然波平浪静，只有这样的人才能心平气和，而试图满足这些欲望的人则永远不能达到。要知大海常常充满了水，尤其在雨季水更多，但大海依然是那么平静，没有激荡，也不会满溢。专注于 Krishna 知觉的人也是这样，只要人还有物质的躯体，躯体对感官满足的要求就不会停止。然而奉献者却因着他的丰实而不为这些欲望所扰。一个有 Krishna 知觉的人再不需任何东西，因为主已经满足了他所有的物质需要，所以他就像大海一样自身永远满盈。欲望可能会像江河入海那样涌向他，然而他却能专注于他的活动，甚至一点儿也不为追求感官满足的欲望所侵扰。虽然欲望仍然存在，但已没有去满足物质感官的倾向了。这便是人在 Krishna 知觉中的证明，因为他满足于对主的超然爱心服务，并能像大海一样保持稳定，因而享有完全的平和。而其他人就算其欲望的满足达到了解脱这样高的地步，也得不到平和，更不用说其他追求物质方面成功的人了。追求功利者、救赎者，还有追求玄秘力量的瑜伽师都不快乐，因为他们的欲望未能得到完全满足。但一个具有 Krishna 知觉的人却在为主的服务中感到快乐无比，因为他已没有其他欲望需要满足了。事实上他甚至不欲求从所谓的物质束缚中获得解脱。 Krishna 的奉献者没有物质的欲望，因此便享有完美的平和。
Very beautiful purport.
非常好的诗节，非常美丽的要旨。
Prabhupada is telling us the difference between the devotee and the non-devotee.
帕帕告诉我们奉献者和非奉献者之间的区别。
The body, he may have a material body, he has desires, but he doesn't act on them.
奉献者也有物质躯体，他也可能有这些愿望，可是他却不是去满足他们。
And Krishna is giving the wonderful example.
Krishna 给了我们一个美妙的例子。
Just like the rivers are entering into the ocean, but the ocean remains still.
就像是河流涌向大海，而大海仍然保持波平浪静一样。
So in the same way, our devotee should be like this.
同样的，奉献者也应该是这样。
The desires come in the mind, but the devotee doesn't act on these desires.
欲望呢进入我们的脑海中，可是奉献者却不按照这些欲望去行事。
Because he has spiritual knowledge to defeat all of these desires.
因为他有灵性的知识，可以击败所有的这些欲望。
And he has a positive.He has the alternative. He has an alternative to these desires. He has Krishna conscious engagement.
而且他还有别的选择，就除了这些愿望之外的这个替代品，那就是 Krishna 知觉之中的活动。
Just like Haridas Thakur, when he was approached by that prostitute in the middle of the night, then he was telling her, "Well, you have to wait. I haven't finished my round."
就像 Haridas Thakur 当那个妓女去接近他的时候，他就告诉他说，你要等一等，我要完成我的圈数。
So devotees like that, we're so busy, we don't have time for sense gratification.
奉献者就像那样，我们这么的忙碌，我们没有时间进行感官享乐。
So this is a healthy condition in Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Krishna 知觉之中的健康状态。
That everybody should have so much engagement, so much anxiety, they can't get all their service done.
每个人都应该有这么多的事情要做，每个人都应该处于如此大的焦虑之中，都干不完自己的服务了。
We have so many books to read, so many so much studying to do.
我们有这么多的书要读，我们有这么多的学习要做。
So much service we have to do. We don't have time for Maya.
我们有这么多的服务要做，我们没有时间给 Maya.
That's nice. Okay, 71.
第七十一节。
Vihaya kamanya sarvam punas charati nishpriya nirmamo nirahankara
放弃所有感官享乐的欲望，不为欲望所扰，抛弃拥有之念，消除假我，只有这样的人才能获得真正的平静。
So in text 70 we heard Krishna was giving something of a description of the liberated soul.
在第七十个世界当中 Krishna 给出了一个解脱灵魂的描述
Or a person in Krishna consciousness.
或者是说一个在 Krishna 知觉之中的人的描述
And now in text 71 he's describing the determination of such a person.
而在第七十一世界当中他就描述了这样一个人的决心
He's described as being without any desires.
他被描述为没有任何的欲望
So what does that mean in Krishna consciousness? It means no material desire.
在 Krishna 知觉之中，那是什么意思呢？这就意味着没有物质的欲望。
Doesn't have desires for his own sense gratification.
没有为了他自己的感官满足的欲望。
But his desires to serve Krishna.
但是他有为 Krishna 服务的愿望。
You know, if we have the desire to help others, that is also very good.Approach to Krishna consciousness.
如果我们有想帮助其他人的欲望的话，这也是接近 Krishna 知觉的一个办法，一个途径。
Of course, the only way in which we can really help others is by giving them Krishna consciousness.
当然，我们能够真正帮助别人的办法是说把 Krishna 知觉给他们。
And you may give that in small doses.
而且你可以非常小的剂量来给别人。
Somebody may give prasadam.
有的人可以给 prasadam
Somebody may distribute books
有的人可以派书
Somebody else is teaching chanting Hare Krishna
有的人可以教别人唱诵 Hare Krishna
Somehow somebody else is painting pictures of Krishna and selling Krishna art
有的人可以画 Krishna 的图片可以卖 Krishna 艺术
There are so many different ways in which we can introduce Krishna consciousness
我们有很多的途径可以向别人介绍 Krishna 知觉
If you're good on the computers, you can use the internet to set up a website and preach
如果你非常擅长计算机的话那么你可以建立起一个网站来在这个电脑上面通过网络来传教
Whatever talent we have, use it for Krishna
无论我们有什么样的才能都把它用于 Krishna
if we're able to bring someone into Krishna consciousness, that is the greatest happiness
如果我们能够把其他人带入 Krishna 知觉那是最大的快乐
Even if we can just give someone a little Krishna consciousness it's so joyful you cannot experience such happiness by any other process
即便我们能够给别人一小点 Krishna 知觉的话你也感觉到非常大的快乐不可能通过其他的途径来得到
You know, we're all trying to get happiness and we try so many different ways to get happiness
我们都在试图得到快乐而且我们试了各种不同的方法来得到快乐
but you can never experience a greater happiness than by giving Krishna consciousness to someone
但除了把 Krishna 知觉给别人以外你不可能得到更大的快乐了
you can experience the real pleasure of the soul
你可以体验到灵魂的真正快乐
you can feel Krishna is so pleased
你可以感觉到 Krishna 是这么的满意